This is Mark from markpollocktrust.org, and it's Monday morning, 2 days after completing my Giants Causeway Sportive with Simon O'Donnell. I'm absolutely wrecked still, 2 days on, and I don't know whether it's a combination of the bike ride, the massive spike in carbs with pasta, hamburgers, chips, bacon and sausage sandwich the next day, or the pints of Guinness that I had in the aftermath of the race with the with all the gang who were up there. But I suppose looking back on the whole thing, I think the race itself was a very small part of the overall 20 weeks. I think since we started the project 20 weeks ago, just to be able to engage with a proper scientific training program again, doing tests in the physiology anatomy lab in Trinity College, getting my heart rates, doing a program over four-week blocks, getting harder and harder and harder over 3 weeks, then a light week, then upping the game for the next four-week block, test week, upping the game for the next four-week block, testing again, and then moving towards more intense training. I think it just got me ready for the event itself, and of course as the training got harder and harder, heavier and heavier, I was getting lighter and lighter with my high-fat, low-carb diet. We got into the race and I expected to be able to maintain or sustain about 140 beats a minute maximum on the bike, and of course coming out of Ballycastle straight up the first hill, I was way up above 150 towards 160 on the heart rate. I think I kept it pretty much between 145 and 155 the whole way around. So big hills, well, yeah, I mean I expected it to be pretty flat because we were going around the coast, but there were pretty big hills for the first, I don't know, two-thirds of the race, three-quarters of the race. And then the final quarter, we ate up the time in super quick super quick time, because it was mainly downhill. A couple of the guys who stopped off at the tea and coffee stop, they were waiting, giving us a bit of a head start, and they thought they'd be able to catch up with us. And in fact, we finished and then went back round so that we could finish again and the camera crew could get a second look at it. And the guys who were expecting to catch us up the first time we finished got into the shots for the second time round, Johnny Johnson and Connor Barry. I think that the whole thing, 20 weeks, has just got me back to a cardiovascular fitness level, a strength level that I haven't been at since before my accident. And I think as we look forward now to the next 12 months, 18 months, I think the bike, the hand bike, the weights, the walking with in my robotic legs, all of it's going to come together. And I think my summary from this whole thing is that I think I'm approaching a kind of an all-round fitness level. As a sports person pursuing different goals, so my training will now be number one, trying to find a cure for paralysis, and part of that will be walking in my robot with electrical stimulation and other interventions. Part of it will be on my bike. Part of it will be in the weights room. But overall, every week I'll be doing 10 training sessions a week. I'll be continuing on my diet. I'll be continuing to test in the lab, monitor my blood, monitor my bone density, monitor the fat and muscle makeup of the body. So I'm pretty... I think I know where this is going, where the adventures go, what we end up deciding to do, whether it's these sportives in a team or whether it's big point-to-point challenges. I don't know where that's going to go, but I do know that it's the start of something that is sustainable and is going to be good for my health and ultimately good for our search to find a cure. So thanks for all of you to all of you who got involved. Thanks for all the support, and until next time, I will keep training and we'll keep coming up with ideas. So off to London now, got a couple of talks to do, back to work, and then we've got to focus on running the dark and make sure that lots of people get involved in that. So thanks for the support, talk to you soon.